Something for visionaries.
Something for visionaries.
Something for visionaries.
Welcome again to another edition of Something for Visionaries. We continue today as we discuss and define and establish what vision is truly all about. First and foremost, vision is not just being futuristic. Vision is not just something that we talk about when we want to talk about things to come. Vision ultimately is more about something that produces mission. Vision is something that is actionable. Vision is something that propels us to work. We see vision not just only as daydreaming or making whitewashed declarations, but vision also is made up of specific set of information that contains the present, the past, and the future. Vision is really dynamic. Vision, as we said last week, is pre-established right from the foundations of the earth. It's seeing the big picture with which God has already made you for. It's seeing his mandate, a desire for your life, and what he wants you to become. In essence, vision is a qualification of your purpose in life. We are referring to vision here as a clear, future-focused, big picture, specific enough to shape decisions-making and appropriately broad to allow innovative strategies for making that vision come to pass. Vision is relevant and time-bound. It is contextualized. It is value-based. It is purposeful. And I can't overemphasize this, is unique, distinct, and dynamic for every single individual. Vision, if well articulated, invites both ourselves as individuals, our organization, the institutions that we represent, to greatness. Vision represents the future beyond what is possible today or what we can think possible even tomorrow. Vision is fantastic. Vision is big. Haven't established this foundation, we recognize, as we discussed in previous edition, that vision is obviously in God. A life rooted in God is a life lived purposefully. God's mandate for giving us a big picture is so that we can join with him to extend his course, fulfill his mandate, and to establish his purpose here in the land of the living. And so it's important to get this definition and this foundation. Ephesians 2 verse 10 says, "We are God's handiwork, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do." Before we were born, God had already prepared something for us to do. He has predestined, he has predesigned, and pre-established us for a particular purpose. Despite having a pre-established purpose already created for every single one of us in Christ, not all of us are able to identify ourselves in line of our calling and potential quite quickly or easily. I believe this podcast is an opportunity to help you to be able to provide the support you need to connect with the truth and to help you figure out who God has called you to be. I want to reemphasize the fact that this podcast is to empower, is to equip, is to provide knowledge for every single one of us, both those who don't have vision and for those who are running in the line of their vision. Together, we can gain more clarity, we can gain more understanding. In subsequent editions, I'm going to be talking about what we call revision, in a state whereby you already got a vision, but as God showed more information and clarity and knowledge into what he had already told you, you begin to see clearer so that a newer understanding comes into what vision God had already shown to you. Scripture says in Jeremiah 33 verse 3, "Call to me and I will show you great and mighty things that you do not know." You are a divine original. You are created here for a purpose. There is no other person like you out of the over 6 billion people on the surface of the earth. God has dynamically and distinctly made you specifically to be an answer to your generation. God has called you to be a solution provider. He has designed you to meet a specific need that he has carved out for you. And it's important that you need to see this understanding. That is why vision is extremely important. Vision is dynamic, is specific to you. You are specifically called for an assignment, and you need to understand and see the big picture with which that assignment is, and as a result, walk in purpose and with intent and direction towards your calling. Now, this is key, it's fundamental, and as I established before, it is those of us that have seen what we are called to do first and foremost that we live with purpose in our generation. As a result, those of us who see what our calling are and we understand what we are called here to be are able to impact the lives of others. We are able to plug into what God has called us to do. And as a result, we receive reward and we bring glory to God in heaven. And this is key. This is very, very important that you are a divine original. So you need to dream big. You need to envision. You need to expand your horizon and arise in your calling. See the bigger picture that what God has called you ahead. Don't settle for the mediocrity around you today. Don't be cut off by the distractions that is confronting you today. Recognize that God has prepared something bigger, something better for you. Can I call you to attention quickly? No matter what you've done before, no matter the level of success you've accomplished, no matter even how much you failed before, today I want to let you know that God has called you even to something bigger. So wherever you are, don't fold your sleeves down yet. Raise your head up, lift your eye up to the heaven, and there's a new horizon arising for you even today. Ephesians 1:18 from the NIV version says, I pray that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened in order that you may know the hope of which he has called you, the riches of his glorious inheritance in his holy people. God has called you to something. There's riches of his glorious inheritance in his holy people. But one thing is important, that you will see with your heart, that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened. That the eyes of your heart may be enlightened. Can I just pause for a moment here to reestablish or redefine vision for you quickly? That vision, as you see it, is not just seen with your eyes, but seen with your heart. Vision is not just seen with your eyes, but is seen with your heart. As I wrap up in this edition, I just want to quickly add on top of it that vision being a matter of heart, for people to connect and to resonate with your vision, it has to be a heart-to-heart connection. Vision, therefore, for institution or corporation is not just what we write on the board as our mission statement or vision statement, but vision is a matter of our lifestyle. It's a practical thing that we do that connect with the heart of other people. Vision is supposed to be established and as such should connect with people. People should share with your vision and want to connect with you and work with you to make that vision come to pass. Vision should be so powerful that it predetermines your step and orders people that are around you. Vision makes you disciplined and focused. Vision keeps you going forward. Vision help you to define how you use resources. As we come back in subsequent edition, we'll be talking about expansionary and constrictionary impact on our properties and characteristics of vision. Vision so happens such that when you get to see the big picture which God has set ahead of you, it naturally makes you walk in direction with that. And as a result of that, all the heavenly resources and blessings and packages come along with you. Vision is also having a constrictionary characteristics in such a way that things that will not make what God has shown you and that will not help you accomplish your vision automatically begins to withdraw away from you. We'll come back more next week where we talk about the expansionary and the constrictionary properties of vision. As we wrap up today, I want to remind you, you have a purpose, you're empowered, you're equipped. You're here to be an answer to this generation more than ever before. Despite the gaps we've witnessed, God is raising mediums and platforms like this to equip, to empower, and to raise the next generation. I so much believe in you. I believe in the next millennia. I believe in the next wave of leadership that God is generating. And I trust that this information you're getting today will equip, will empower, and prepare you for your journey ahead. Thank you.
Glad to have you join me on yet another edition of this podcast today. It's such an exciting thing to have you with me on this journey. I hope you found this episode useful and that it add value to you along the journey. Please do share with fellow visionaries and feel free to drop me a line, a comment or questions. I'll be more than happy to hear you. Quick backstory. I was born in Nigeria in the 80s when leadership failed on many levels. So from the 70s when leadership was built around the great man theory, to the new economy of our modern day 21st century, I continue to see how many so-called leaders are missing it on many grounds. John Maxwell's quote puts it correctly, everything rises and falls on leadership. So I decided to do my research and found out that leadership, like many skills, can actually be learned. I worked very hard to apply my experiences as an entrepreneur, Bible scholar, professional banker, designer, and many more, just to be able to decompose the concept of leadership into small bits and pieces. I documented some of my findings in my first book titled Leave, Love, Learn, Grow. One of the critical components that I found for personal development, purposeful life, and leadership was vision. That is why I have decided to dedicate some of my time to create this podcast, Something for Visionaries, in order to be able to help younger people develop into great leaders, not by following the wrong pattern that is presented to us in our world today, but by modeling and following after the ultimate, and by individually and personally arising in understanding of what we are truly called here to do, and living to the fullness of the purpose of the big picture with which God has originally created us. Join me on this journey as we proceed, featuring many, many more insightful information, practical teaching, interviews, and many more opportunities for you to learn as the weeks roll by in subsequent editions.
Something for visionaries.
Something for visionaries.
Something for visionaries.
Something for visionaries.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.